Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Moshe Yehuda ben Peshadina, Yudi Yaakov ben Dinachasha, Shmuel ben Yam, Reb Shmuel ben Yam Tishna Rochaleya, and the Lerifuas, Esther Rus ben Naomi Sarah, Sarah Leah ben Rivka, Rev Yitzchak ben Bracha. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos and Mitzvos Losein and Ches writes, His Hiranu Milira Me'ovim Beis HaMolchama B'Shalei Yivrach M'pneim B'Ochoiv Aleinu L'Zgaber V'Lamut Chozo K'neged Ha'om HaAcher V'Chol Misha Yisog Ochor V'Yivrach Kvar Ovar Aloysisei V'Romo Yizal Lo Yisaretz M'pneim V'Nichbal HaZhar V'Omer Lo Tirom V'Nichbal Atzibui B'Zainyan Harbe K'lem Mishalei V'Chuv L'Shalei Shuv V'Lachor Be'Eis HaMolchama. The Rambam writes that we are warned not to be afraid of the enemy during war, not to run away from them, and rather we have an obligation to strengthen ourselves and stand strong against the other nation. And anybody who jumps back and runs away is Ivar and Eloisisei. And that's what the Pasuk says, Lo Saretz Upanim, don't fear them. It also says, Lo Tirom, don't fear them. And it's telling us a number of times not to fear, that Kolomar, we shouldn't run away and we shouldn't go back during war. So that's the Rambam. When you're at war, you are warned not to be afraid of the enemy and not to run away. Rather, strengthen yourself and fight. The Ramban is Masig on the Rambam. Zok the Ramban, Zo Haftocha V'loi Mitzvah. This is a promise and not a mitzvah. Dimeniyahi, if it's a prevention, if it's telling you it's an Isser, then why do the Yeshotrim say anybody who's afraid should go home? That this person's over alav and now he should be mefarsim his chet and go back. In other words, why are they saying like there's an option here of being yarei v'rach alevav? Not pitom, it's an aveira to be yarei v'rach alevav. But it seems from the pasuk that they have that option. The Ramban says it can't be a mitzvah, can't be an isser. If it was an isser, they wouldn't have that option. Rather, it's avtocha for zocha, then we will not be afraid. In the Megillas Esther, he's mitari to the Rambam, that really it's an azhara, and that the Sheltrim would add l'chol hayare, that anybody who's afraid should go home, in order that people shouldn't be afraid afterwards at war. You're not allowed to be afraid. We want all the scared people to leave, because otherwise it's going to weaken everybody else. They're going to see that their friends are shaking in their pants, and they're also going to shake in their pants. That's very bad for the morale. Morale is very important in war. So therefore, he says, according to the Rambam, it's takat sivui, and the reason they're given the option of leaving, they're afraid, is so that they don't instill fear in the other people. The Minchas Chinuch in Tav Kuf Chaf Hei in the Koimetz Mincha brings the Machlokas of the Rambam and the Ramban, and he writes, V'li kasha moed l'shitas ha-Rambam. Mincha ba-shtaka kasha on the Rambam, says the Minchas Chinuch, even though he writes it in Hebrew, I'm saying it in Yiddish. T'isa b'soyte memdalet amet aleph. In Sotim and Dalanav, there's a machlokas. What's Pshat in the Pesukim? Rabbi Kiva says, "Hayar Ebrach Alevav Kimashmo, Shana Yochalamud Bikishra Amulchama." Rabbi Yosi Aglili Omer, "Hayar Ebrach Alevav Zayyari Me'averus Shebiyado." So Rabbi Kiva says, if you're afraid, it's Kipshuto, that he's afraid of the war, and Rabbi Yosi Aglili says that he's afraid of his averus. Lefikach Toslo Ataris Kol Elu Shiachzer Buglolim, and therefore the Torah mentioned all these different things for which he should go back. In other words, if he got married, and if he has a house, a new house, and this way when people go home, you won't know that they're going home because of their averus. Torah doesn't want him to be embarrassed when he goes back. So therefore, says Rabbi Yossi Aglili, he can hide under the facade of going back for those other reasons. People think he went back for those other reasons, and not because he's afraid of the Averis Shabiyada Vitaka, Hayarei v'rach alevav means hayarei me'averes shebiyado, not from the enemy, from the scary enemy, but from averes shebiyado. Frek de Gemara and Dalet Amud Beis. This is all still in Menachas Chinuch. Man, Tana Lo, the Tana Rabbanan, Shema Kol Kronos Viratiyot Tzuchzuah Charavus Umayim Shaisim Lo Abirkov. Chayzer. So let's say it says in the Brisa, a person hears the loud sounds of the enemy, and he's so afraid, he begins to go in his pants. He should go home. Kiman, Zak the Gemara, which Tanaic opinion does this follow? Answers the Gemara, Lema Rabbi Akiva Yivlar B'Yesi Aglili. Can we say that this is Rabbi Akiva and not Rabbi Yossi Aglili? Because according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, he doesn't go back because he's stam afraid of the enemy. He goes back me'averus shebiyado. Ad kan divrei haGemara, ayin shem beGemara. Frek the Minchas Chinuch that l'shitas haRambam that it's a loisa say to be afraid. Then even according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, he should go back because he's doing an avera now. He's over in the lava of lo siru v'lo sachbizu. He's over in the avera of being afraid. And he has to go back. How can you say that it's only Rabbi Akiva that he should go back when he's afraid of the war? Even according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, he should go back. Because Rabbi Yosef Glili says you go back for Averis. And according to the Rambam, being afraid is an Avera. Ad kan kushtim in chaschinuch. Reb Ariel Weinberg Shlita and the Dibur Sariel and Simit Samach answers as follows. That from the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, it's Muchach, that the Averis Lav is not what he is afraid of the enemies, but rather that he's running away during the war. The Rambam writes, V'chomi she'yiso v'chor, v'yivrach kvar over alois esei, v'nichbol atzibui harbe b'zeh inyan, k'loimar shelo yivrachu v'lo yashuvu achor be'eis ha'mulchoma. So it's lehedi in the Rambam that the only person who's actually over on the lav is somebody who's yisog achor v'yivrach min ha'mulchoma. U'memela lo koshem midi kushsem min chaschinuch. Meila faren for the kasha of the Minchas Chinuch. That Minchas Chinuch says that even according to Yosi Aglili, has to go back when he hears the sound of the enemy because he's afraid because he has the avera that he's afraid. No, it's mefurish in the Rambam that on pachad and yirsha b'leiv he's not over anything. You can't say that according to Yosi Aglili, has to go back because he's afraid because now he has an avera. No, it's nishken avera just to be afraid. Only if he runs away, he's over on the lav. Mashen ken, if he just hears the sound of the enemy getting ready for the war effort, but he hasn't run away, there's no avera. And if the Gemara says very good, that this din is only according to Rabbi Akiva, that the person's afraid and he runs away. But you can't say that it's Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that he's running away because avera should be yod, because he's afraid according to the Rambam, and that itself is an avera. Because just being afraid is not an avera for which you would have to go back from the war from war. It's being afraid and running away. Neshechachma Parsha Shoftim Dvarim Chav Gimel writes Al Tirav Al Tachbazu Yazhar Shebeis Hamilchama Lo Yivrichu V'lachein Haboireach Mekapchim Es Shoykov. So don't be afraid is a warning that at the time of war they shouldn't run away, and therefore if somebody runs away they whack him in the legs because he's over on the Azhar of Lo Siro. There also you don't punish him unless you warn him, because even though he's like a roidev, that everybody else, his friends, are also afraid, because when he runs away he's being machshil his friends in fear. He's like a roidev, making them fearful and endangering their lives because he's melting their hearts. Gam roidev tzarech hasra. Even a roidev need hasra. So we see that again, the iser is not pachar halev, elamasha barech me'amul chama. And from the minamesha chachma would appear that the ikar iser of being boireach is that you're melting, one is melting the hearts of his brothers, and then he has a din like a roidev. But I'll call upon him, since the iser is to be boireach and not pachad belev, memela, there's no, the minchas chinuch's kasha is nishkin kasha. However, the Rambam in the 7th parak of Hilchos Melacha, Melacha Tesvav, writes that you're over on the lav, one is over on the lav, but al etzem ha-pachad me'amulchama, u'me'achar zok the Rambam, she'ikones b'kishrei ha-mulchama, Yishayin al mikveh Yisrael v'chol ha-maschil l'achshov v'l'hara b'melchama u'mavhil es atzmo over b'losa. Anybody who starts and thinks during this war and he scares himself, he's over an alayis to say shenem ra'yirach l'vavchem al-ter v'tachbuz al-tar tzum p'nem. Just the etzim pachad is alive, because the Rambam doesn't darmatnish, he doesn't mention the inyan of being b'reach. And what the Rambam says in Hilchos Malachim, the Menchus Chinos Kasha is a good Kasha, if the Isser is only the Pachad and not the running away, so then the Braisa would also be according to Yosei Aglili. Why should this guy go home when he hears the enemy and he's afraid? According to Rabbi Akiva, because when you're afraid you can go home. But according to Rabbi Yosei Aglili, that also follows him because he has this Aveira. However, the Menchus Chinuch and the Koimetz Mincha brings the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvahs, and he's Koveh's Kasha in the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs. And like we said, in the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs no Kasha, but the Kasha would apply to the Rambam in the Yad. However, in the Megillas Esther and Sefer HaMitzvahs, Lois is saying Nunches, he writes, V'zeh Shono HaRamban Amar, Kizo Haftocha V'loim Mitzvah V'nira Li Shanachum Kedivrei HaRav. So he says that the Megillas Esther says that the Ramban says that this is Haftocha, it's a promise, and it's not a mitzvah. And he says, I like what the Rambam says. She azhara milira me'ha'oivim be'ez ha'mulchama. That this is a warning not to be afraid of the enemy during war, and it's not merely a promise. How can it be a promise? Like the Ramban says, from Vanin Vaisdel Koyain, where does the Koyain know to promise them that they shouldn't be afraid? Maybe they're going to fall in the hands of their enemies? And you can't say that the Torah commanded them to promise, because Taka, sometimes you see that they did fall in the hands of their enemies. Eze makom yesh laftacha kazot? And therefore, vada, it's a mitzvah not to be afraid. Because in such an instance, in such a way, yiskabra aloi veyem v'yinatzchum, that's the recipe for victory, is not to be afraid. So it's mevur midivrei ha-Megillas Esther, that he learned b'das ha-Rambam, that it's the yira alone that is the Avera. She mitzvah shel bal yiru mipneim kelashon ha-Megillas Esther. But that's a big tzarichion, because that's neged ha-mevur b'lashon ha-Rambam, who writes that only if somebody runs away, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he writes, if somebody runs away, this is a Megillas Esther on the Sefer HaMitzvahs. However, after Medayik in the Lashon of the Rambam, Rambam writes at the beginning, Shisiranu milira min ha'oivim beis ha'mulchama. And then Vayter, the Rambam talks about running away. Therefore, we can say that really the Rambam holds that the Pachad and the Yira is Aser. But there's a Shir in the Isser. You know what the Shir in the Isser is? The Shir in the Isser is such a big fear that he runs away. Hashem came out a smaller man. Therefore, he starts off, don't be afraid. And then he goes, Vaiter, not to run away. Meaning, what's the Shir of not the Etzim Avera is not to be afraid. And what's the Shir? The Shir is running away. So Torah's lo nidda l'malachei asharis. Everybody is afraid at war. Can't be Superman. But the Torah says you shouldn't be so afraid that this Yira makes you run away. We find similarly in the Rambam Perek Aleph Michos Gzeila Lachates, that if a person's chomed, his friend's eved, his oma, his bais, his kelim, and then he brings friends to beg him, sell it to me, and then he buys it, even if he paid a lot of money, he's over in a loss to say. Because it says, Le'sachmoid, in lo'ken alav zem, b'pnei she'ein bo ma'isa. The Ramban is masig, and he says, lo ra'isi dov t'var tema gadol mizeh, the Ravid, The Ravid is in his inimitable style says, "Ichob nish gezein in my leben aggressor shverkeit aggressor teime." From what the Rambam says here, I've never seen something so wondrous. How can the Rambam say, if the selfsame Rambam says that he bought it? So the Magid Mishnah is Matarets, Rabbi Suzam and the Eben Ezel is Masig on the Magid Mishnah, and the Eben Ezel himself writes that Shitas Rambam is that even though he's only over when he actually buys, but the Avera, the Etzem Avera is Chimud Belev, which is a Shir in the Isser, and it's only Usser if you have that much amount of Chemda that it brings you to buy. Nevertheless, the Isser is the Chemda's Halev, and therefore the Rambam writes to Lav Sheim Bo Maisis. We can explain the same way Divrei Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, that the Isser is the year in the Pachad Meha'ovim, but there's a Shir in the Isser. And what's the Shir in the Isser? Such a big fear that it makes you run away. And therefore, only if he runs away, he's over on the Lav. But the actual Isser is the Pachad. And therefore, that's Pshat in the Megillas Esther, that he says that the Isser is the fear, because that's the actual Isser. And the running away is just a Shir in the Isser. Okay, yesh od harbe malomar basugiyah zot, and we're going to give ourselves a bracha that we should be zochet lahamshich b'li neder l'lmod u'lelamed l'shem u'v'lasos u'lekaymes kol divrei salmat harasa v'yahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.